into the weeds, so to speak. The Suffolk Downs work? How about those T-stops that keep flooding in the bad weather? I'm Tom Maroney with Peter Barnes and Pat Carroll. It's Bay State Business, Bloomberg 1061, Boston, Newburyport, and 1330 Metro West in the South Shore.
This is Bloomberg Bay State Business with Tom Maroney, Peter Barnes, and Pat Carroll on Bloomberg 1061 Boston Newburyport and 1330 Metro West and the South Shore.
I'm Tom Maroney with Peter Barnes and Pat Carroll. The good news, your government is still running. The bad news, we don't have a deal yet. So when we have that news, we'll break in. In the meantime, we want to get back to something that's really important to this program, and that's Amazon, the second headquarters. Now, I've done a little reading today. First, Justin Fox of our Bloomberg View, one of our top columnists, to tell you the truth. Headline, Amazon is sure acting like it's going to pick D.C. He goes through all the odds. The British Isles better at Paddy Power had Boston as a favorite, but Mr. Fox does not believe that to be the case. Another column at Business Insider. I'm from the Boston area. Here's why I think it's the last place Amazon should build HQ2. My goodness, all this negativity. So we want to bring in Greg Stoller. He is a senior lecturer in strategy and innovation at Boston University's Questrom School of Business. We will also point out that Greg is the owner of a commercial real estate holding company in the area. And Greg, it's really great to have you with us.
Thanks for letting me join you guys. I'm excited.
I'm going to hit you hard here, brother.
Go for it.
All right.
It's Friday.
This Business Insider column, there's nowhere to build and rent is too high. It's just too expensive. It's crowded. What do you have to say to these critics?
I say that they don't know what they're going to get here. I mean, think of it politically. We have a Republican governor, Charlie Baker, most popular governor now twice in the Bay State, Democrat and Walsh. Bipartisan support, unlike what's going on in New York between Cuomo and de Blasio. 100 colleges and universities in Massachusetts. People stay after graduation. Yeah, it's expensive to be here.
Mark Zuckerberg didn't stay.
Yeah, well, that's his problem.
He also didn't graduate.
Right.
But listen, don't you want highly educated people working for these companies?
I do, but they're all over the place. They're in California. They're in Chicago. Dare I say they're in Austin, Texas?
But think about it. If the state were to come in and provide subsidized housing, if they provide subsidized health care, if they can do that, Worcester's already offered huge $100 million tax breaks. Why couldn't we make it work?
I know. Why can't we just get our T-stops to stop flooding? That would be – that's all I'm asking for.
That's above my pay grade.
But that's billions. Anyway, you're talking about spending billions.
It's better than New York City. It's better than New York City.
Yeah, that's true. But they've made it very clear, you know, what they want. We saw the punch list. But here I want to get back to this thing about Justin Fox in Washington, D.C., because when I read his column, I thought to myself, oh, my goodness, he might be right. Here's why. Of the 20 finalists, one was Washington, D.C., one was the Northern Virginia suburb of Washington, D.C., and one was the Maryland suburb of Washington, D.C. Holy mackerel. I mean, D.C. has got more a bigger footprint than any of us.
What about Raleigh? What about Pittsburgh? Don't get me wrong. I'm shilling for Boston. I mean, listen, U.S. Chamber of Commerce ranked us number one. Rocket Space ranked us number four. The odds are with us if you want to go talk about the odds games. But if Boston isn't going to be there, why not Raleigh, where you've got low population density? Why not Pittsburgh, where they're throwing boku bucks to make this work?
Because you might want to curry favor with certain politicians. I'm just saying.
It's an election year. That favor might go away.
So well, the only problem with Pittsburgh is that you have to live in Pittsburgh.
Hey, wait a minute. I worked for a summer in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is a great burg.
Forgot
great
who was
town.
In the room.
So, okay, you think Boston has a lot to offer, but it's still a leap to get there, and there are things that need to be done, and people need to work together. For example, what about the Somerville angle? What about how are developers going to team up?
I guess what I'm looking at it for is the state legislature. Earlier this week, I testified at a new joint committee on export development. It's the Senate and the House of Massachusetts working together. They want mass companies that are based here that are exporting to be more competitive. You have a $350 million dredging project that's happening in Boston Harbor that started last September. When government gets behind industry, that to me indicates that the indices are looking good.
Here's an issue that we've been talking about quite a bit. The incentives, the tax incentives. We know state of New Jersey $7 billion to come to Newark. $5 billion for Maryland? Was that the Maryland
offer? Give or take,
yeah. Yeah, $5 billion for Maryland. We had the mayor on this program talking about this. He's like, well, you know, we don't give big incentives here. But you mentioned Worcester talked about $1 billion worth of tax abatements. Will they have to step up to the plate in that way to be competitive?
So, Peter, why are you looking at a binary? Why can't it be gotten through lower income housing? Why can't it be, or subsidized housing? Why can't it be gotten through tax credits? Of the 20 cities that are listed on Amazon's shortlist right now, some of them are offering 0% tax rates to Amazon if they operate there. So don't get me wrong, the incentives are great, but in lieu of the incentives, I would argue that there are other ways that you can skin that cat.
And just to help you out a little, Greg, we got to remember, we were not the highest bidder for GE, and we landed GE.
That's what I was going to say next.
You know, yep. I know you don't need my help. It's Greg Stoller. He's at the senior lecturer at Boston University. Seaport Square is coming up in the Seaport, as you know.
Right.
Amazon has staked out a claim there. I think it's just under 1 million square feet. We have a real estate guru that we talk to from time to time. One of the theories that came out of that discussion is Amazon is handing Boston the consolation prize down there. There you go, folks. You're not going to get the big enchilada. We're going to give you something in Seaport Square. What do you make of that?
I say that half a loaf is better than none. Don't get me wrong.
But here's my question, though. Is that a sign we're not going to win the second headquarters?
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm from here. I believe in Boston. I'm a proud Bostonian. We're a lot more fun, by the way, than the folks in D.C., but that's neither here nor there. But the fact of the matter is that if we don't get it, if they give us something, something is better than nothing.
And want to hit these headlines because we promised we would do this for you. The budget director, Mick Mulvaney, is on CNN right now saying that he believes that there will be a deal within 24 hours to prevent a government shutdown, and he thinks that a days-long CR, continuing resolution, is better than a shutdown, and that the parties have made a great deal of progress on shutdown talks. That's the latest.
Sounds like cooler heads are starting to prevail as it gets closer to the weekend. Just a coincidence, maybe. Greg Stoller at Boston University, thank you very much for your insights.
Thanks for letting me join you, folks.
All right, coming up, Minnesota, the pristine hills and valleys of Vermont. Not quite, folks. A new survey says the best state in the union to raise a family is Massachusetts. Bay State Business will have the reasons why. I'm Tom Maroney with Peter Barnes and Pat Carroll. Bloomberg 1061, Boston, Newburyport, and 1330 Metro West in the South Shore.
All right, this next segment may help us. This news may help us with Amazon. The credit reporting and monitoring company WalletHub has released a new report on the best states to raise a family. And why are we bringing this to you? Because guess what? Pat, Tom,
we win.
Do you have a guess?
We win.